Welcome back to Communicating with Kylie. I'm your host, Kylie Powell, and today we're here with
journalism teacher Jonathan Sixtos.
And today we're going to be talking about artificial intelligence and how it's being used in public schooling. So in your own words, can you give a definition for what is artificial intelligence?
So artificial intelligence, I know it sounds kind of scary, like there's some entity out there that knows all and sees all, but really it's just the progression of technology, computer programs, algorithms that intake data that we produce as humans and then synthesize what a response would be that might sound humanistic.
And can you provide some examples of AI used in public schools or just in the real world in general?
Yeah, so obviously the most popular right now is ChatGPT, developed by OpenAI. They're using that tool in Bing search now, and a lot of people are paying for the what we call API developer kits, where you can use that tool to build your own form of artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. There's image generators like DALL-E, which is another OpenAI project as well. Google actually had one a few years ago where you could start to draw something and the computer program would guess what you're drawing. So some kind of rudimentary things right now, but we're seeing the rapid advancement of the sophistication of these programs to the point where now they're starting to sound more and more human-like.
And what do you believe are the benefits of these advancements in public schooling?
I think that the benefits are it provides a level of technology that maybe you can't really pay for, but so long as you have an internet connection, you can access these tools. Many of them are still in the free phase, so we can generate these things and it can kind of spark creativity, because now instead of just sitting there with a blank canvas, you start to think, what are some prompts? What can I ask for this computer program to spit out? I guess a good metaphor would be like a vending machine. You push the certain numbers and you want a certain candy. It's the same thing with AI. Let me put in these prompts and see what I get out. For example, the other day in broadcasting class, we input some prompts and it spat out a radio drama that we kind of tweaked a little bit, because again, AI is not perfect. And we were able to use that script to record our own creativity, our own voices, our own characters and personalities using that tool of AI.
And where do you see AI in the next 5 years in public schooling?
I think that we are going to see widespread adoption in public schools. The fact that it is such a great tool, and presently it's such a low-cost tool, we'll have to keep an eye out to see how they're going to be charging for this information, because right now it's kind of a quid pro quo. You give us your information, we use that to train our AI, and then we'll give you the services of the artificial intelligence. But I definitely see that it's going to be widely adopted, and I think that we need to kind of embrace it and not be scared of it, because some people say, you know, AI is going to take over the world. But the form that it's at right now, I believe it's more of a helpful tool than a harmful tool.
Yes, and as it becomes more widely adopted, what do you think the challenges or concerns would be, especially with educators in public education?
I think the concern is we don't want to get to the point where we have AI do all the work for us. We see right now a significant problem with plagiarism, students passing off work that's not their own. They use the AI and they say, well, I wrote this essay. Well, no, you typed in a prompt and you received this essay, and then you're trying to pass that off as your own. So I think being aware of just the honesty that we want students to learn and to grow, and learning to use that tool is great, but they also need to learn the curriculum and the standards as well.
Yeah. And for our final question, how might AI impact the role of teachers and educators in the classroom, and what support and training do you think they'll need to adapt to this new advancement?
That's a great question. I don't think that AI is going to replace teachers. Again, it's just a tool, and it's a very lifelike tool. Some people are kind of scared by the responses they get and how accurate it can be in identifying certain things. But for example, my journalism students the other day, we asked ChatGPT to write an article about our baseball team. And it came out with a pretty good article, but a lot of the information wasn't real. It just kind of filled in the gaps in the data set that it had. Then the more specific we got with our mascot and the name of our coach and that kind of thing, then the article began to be more lifelike. So I see that we need to kind of inform our instructors in how to use this tool and not be afraid of it and say, we're not going to use this at all, because we know that it is here to stay. We're not going to get rid of it. But we need to inform our teachers, this is how you recognize whether it's a student's work or a machine's work. And this is also how you incorporate this technology, not to just kind of block it out entirely, but here's how it can help supplement your lessons and make things fun, like our radio drama, like generating images and comparing them to classical artists and say, okay, the computer came up with this. Which data sets do you think it used to produce this art? Does it remind you of any other artists? And even music and vocal generation now, where people can record their voices and have their own like AI voice out there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's new and it's fun. And I think that if we continue to incorporate it with already our solid curriculum, it'll help inspire the students to learn.
Perfect. Thank you so much for giving us your time today.
Thank you for having me.